Your speedier team, how aggressive does that allow you to be with your outlet passes? It seems like you really have been aggressive with those this year, and you've gotten away with it.
I try to be, because I know that the deeper they can catch it up the court, the harder it is for the other team to adjust to them and stop them in transition. So if we're going to take advantage of our speed, the best way I can help is by throwing the deep outlets. And so as soon as I get a rebound, that's where I'm looking.
It seems like on the other end of the break, the passing has been exceptional as well this year, whether it's lobs or just pitching ahead at the next phase of the break, it seems.
Yeah, and we can always get smarter. There's a couple times where, we make some plays that, we could do better at. But overall, it's been good, and that's what we got to do. We got to put pressure on teams in transition.
You like when matchups are physical, so does this one
This is exactly what I like. I mean, I couldn't think of any matchup that I would enjoy more than this, so I'm looking forward to it.
The help down low and their shooters, how big is that, that guys help but also have to respect the three-point line?
I think the big part of that is being in the initial position. If your body is already in the right spots to help, it's easier to recover to your man afterwards. If you're helping as an afterthought, a lot of times the momentum of your body could be going in the wrong direction. It's hard to get to shooters. So if everybody's in the right position to start, it's easier to get back to your man.
Is Kansas City pressure or opportunity?
It's opportunity. We're not looking at it as any kind of pressure. If anything, we're just looking at it as something that could help us out at the end.
The three-point shooting this year, from your perspective for this team, has it been more guys just making leaps and bounds with their shot, or more with the four-guard offense, just better looks that you're getting on a regular basis?
It could be a combination of both. I think guys are, improving their shot. A lot of guys improved their shot. Frank's done great this year. A little bit could be with the offense that we're running. It obviously is going to create a little bit more open shots off of people trying to help on drives and stuff. So it's a little combination of both.
Talk about your mindset going into these last tournament games, knowing that every time you put the jersey on, this could be your last time. What's your mindset going into these matchups?
What I try to do is, not overthink it too much about the whole last time thing. If I ever use that, it's when I'm in the game and I might get tired, or I might, be taking a playoff, and I just remind myself, don't let anything happen. Don't have any what ifs after the game. So that's really when, I focus on that. Other than that, we have a goal, and we're, very confident in reaching our goal of winning it all. So, I try not to overthink that too much.
What are the challenges when they play both bigs for you guys to defend?
When they go to the two bigs, it's a challenge for us defensively, because we got the four guard lineup most of the time, and we haven't played two bigs like that very often. But if you make sure that you take advantage of it on the offensive end, it kind of equals out, and hopefully we can do a better job taking advantage of it than they do.
You said last game you were pretty proud of how Dwight played. Are you expecting him to have a similarly well game this time?
Definitely. I think he's ready for it. I think last game would probably be a little bit harder for him, because I don't know how much he knew he was going to be involved in the game. And I think this game he knows we're going to need him. So mentally he should be prepared and focused and ready to go and ready to produce like he did.
Are there any advantages of getting to scout Purdue based off a team, Iowa State, who you guys are obviously familiar with, but also a team that oftentimes will play with four or even more guards?
That definitely helped. And when Iowa State, went on some runs, we could see how they took advantage of Purdue, and we're going to try to do the same thing.
What advantages are there for you when you're going into this matchup? You said it's something you've been looking forward to. How do you kind of balance that with also trying to avoid foul trouble and be able to stay out there?
It's tough, and it really depends on how the refs are calling it, and hopefully they let us play a little bit, and they should. I mean, we got, if we're, two big guys going down, going at it down low, hopefully they just let us go. And if they do and I'm able to, play the way I want to, then that's great. If not, I got to adjust a little bit and just make some in-game adjustments and based off of how they're calling it.
How do you adjust to that? I mean, it's got to be hard to play the game the way you want to play it and yet not.
It's tough.
It's not
easy. And really, if they're calling it really tight, I've had games where I've let that affect me a little bit about taking away aggressiveness. But, you know, the best I can do is really just listen to what they're saying. You know, a lot of times the refs are pretty good, especially, you know, after calling a couple fouls and talking to you, letting you know where you could ease up a little bit more. And, you know, if you just really pay attention to what they're saying, it makes it a little bit easier to adjust.
You excited for the challenge of guarding Swanigan?
I am. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm just excited to get out there and play.
What's been Coach's message to you guys coming off that Michigan